Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. I'm sitting with my co-host, the Superior Super Bowl Garvey.
What up, everybody?
And back again. She gave us 40 minutes. The co-host.
She got shit to do.
Big lift with the alien eyes.
Ola, so let's talk about AB.
The chicken.
Oh, wait, wrong episode.
Wrong episode. No. We're
going to
talk about AB.
Damn, see. I love forceful...
Yes, this is what we're gonna do.
She's back.
This is what we're gonna do.
Alright, so talk about AB.
Alright, so since old man doesn't want to talk about AB, I guess this is a conversation between me and Super Woke over
here. Oh, wait, I don't even have to be here for this?
You don't even have to listen to it.
Oh. So and AB is Antonio back. Brown.
For Antonio the, Brown, yeah. Who is now part of the Patriots. Can we get some hand claps or something? I understand you ain't gotta be a part of it, but dang, wow.
I mean, Black Lives Matter, but also.
Hate is real. Jeez. That's right.
Man, you guys gonna make me fucking work? I thought I didn't have to do anything.
What's the hand claps? Wow.
Wow. Wow, man.
The hate's real. Mm-hmm. You're fired.
Not really.
Nope.
Oh, that one works. Just the hand clap one literally does not work.
Wow.
That's funny.
Hey.
So Coco Host, Antonio Brown. We were excited that he was joining the Patriots. We got
speak for yourself.
One of the best wide receivers in the NFL, right? Again, as people know, I'm not that into sports, but
you said past tense. Why are we saying past tense now?
He is a good receiver. We have yet to see how he fits into the Patriots scheme of things.
Okay.
But he brings with him a lot of controversy.
What's this newest thing I've been hearing on the news? What's happening?
So apparently, Antonio Brown has been taken to civil court by an ex-trainer of his who accused him of...
Bullshit!
Oh, damn. So we know where Coco Host stands on this.
The views of the Coco Host would not reflect those of the Old Man Wade Show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play the soundboard. This topic is all y'all, man. I'm just going to play the soundboard.
So he's been accused of raping an ex-trainer of his. Somebody who said she was an ex-trainer of his while he played for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
She said that he groped her,
mm-hmm.
masturbated and finished on her,
mm-hmm.
and literally raped her.
Literally raped her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? This isn't in a criminal court. This is a civil case, which means that she's suing him mm-hmm. for these events.
For money.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But people think that a lot of people that I've, I'm afraid to be called a victim blamer. So I don't, and this is why I try to avoid these things until
mm-hmm.
as much
mm-hmm.
information as possible.
Put it out there.
Right?
I'm the bad guy in this whole conversation, so don't feel bad.
No, it's okay. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, I'm going to be the bad guy, so go ahead.
But for me, I'm going to be honest with you.
You can be the bad guy. You can be the antagonist in this situation.
I don't even know where I am in this.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on.
Because the story just sounds so crazy to me.
The Patriots receiver is accused of three incidents of sexual assault in 2017 and 2018 against a woman who attended calls with him. Antonio Brown, the New England Patriots, the most prominent wide receiver in the NFL, has been accused of raping a woman who worked for his trainer, according to the federal lawsuit filed Tuesday in the Southern District of California. The lawsuit says that Brown, in three separate incidents, two in June 2017 and another in May 2018, sexually assaulted a woman named Brittany Taylor, a gymnast who he met while they were attending Central Michigan together, and whom he later hired as a trainer. The lawsuit was filed one day after Brown, 31, became a Patriot following a brief turbulent tenure with the Oakland Raiders that ended when he requested a release last week. Late Tuesday night, the Patriots issued a statement saying the NFL planned to do its own investigation of the accusations against Brown. Mr. Brown denied each and every allegation in the lawsuit, said a statement from Darren Heitner, a lawyer representing Brown. He will pursue all legal remedies to not clear not to not only clear his name, but also protect the other professional athletes against false accusation. This statement characterized Taylor's lawsuit as motivated by money. It was not clear whether Taylor reported her accusations to the police. According to the suit, Brown sexually assaulted Taylor. First he exposed himself and kissed her without permission, the lawsuit says. Later that month, the lawsuit says while they were streaming religious programming on a tablet at his South Florida home, Brown started masturbating behind Taylor and ejaculated on her back.
I mean, religious material tends to get me horny too, so I understand.
I might have to edit that. The lawsuit contains images of profane messages that Taylor Brown sent to her about the incident. So, what are you guys' thoughts on that? And I'm out again.
So, before
I'm out, I end up talking anyway.
Before we get started, because you love this shit. Before we get started,
not again.
Can we just get a couple things out of the way, right? Rape victims, for the most part, don't always come out with their stories right away, right?
They don't. Like, that's 100% true.
I don't know why, but there's a few female friends that I have that have come to me about situations that they've been in, that they were sexually abused or raped. And some of them never, to this day, never came out to accuse the people that raped them.
Well,
for multiple reasons, right?
Well, one of the more common ones, and I've had women on here talk about it, and Toya, you can probably verify this from around your female friends. They'll say like they don't want to relive it.
Yeah, and they're embarrassed. They
and they blame themselves. Yeah, for that, and it's fucking nasty.
Some of us actually bury it too.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it doesn't resurface until certain things are triggered.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say I call bullshit. I'm gonna say how convenient. And I know a lot of people, and I'm not victim blaming, because my thing is, you know, I feel like a lot of victims, they do go through things. I've been a victim of some shit through family member shit, so, you know, I can say this because I've been a victim, but I don't know, I call bullshit. I feel like it's very convenient. I feel like as soon as he jumps off the Raiders boat and gets what he wants, all of a sudden she's coming out with this. I just feel like it's a Raiders setup.
And she's from Memphis, I think.
I don't care where she's
from. No, I'm not saying that. But there
who
was some,
sent you?
But there were some people from her town
mm-hmm.
that leaked some videos of her and mm-hmm. AB like seeming pretty close and intimate with each other.
That's what I'm saying.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that. That doesn't necessarily like mean anything. It could just be a thing where like she was comfortable with him at that time.
So, but what is? So we live in. I apologize if this comes off crass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, at this point, I'm not coming to any conclusions. It's not my job to do that.
Right.
But what about guilty, I mean, innocent until proven guilty? Does that matter?
Thank like, you.
At this point?
Not anymore.
It doesn't.
Not anymore, not in this day and age.
Unfortunately, you can't have, unfortunately, it's the court of public opinion will feel a certain way, and it doesn't matter anything. Now, it goes on both sides. Like, you could have someone who's completely beloved,
mm-hmm.
and something might happen. They'll find out that they did some shit,
mm-hmm.
and they won't believe it even after there's been evidence.
Yeah, like the people who love R. Kelly. Or people like me who love, what's the dude from Game of Thrones?
Well,
House of Cards?
I'm going to quote Dave Chappelle. I'm going to quote Dave Chappelle about R. Kelly. That nigga probably did it.
Some people, we all know. That's the other thing I think should be a factor too. You should look at that person's track record.
Yeah.
Does AB have a track record of being accused of doing things to women and things of that nature?
No.
Has he been, you know, thrown in the news multiple times for this, that, and the other, overstepping or doing that and this and the other?
And there's definitely a history of black men in particular. This is a black woman that's accusing him. Foremost. But at the same time, there's a history of black men being accused of rape who never did it.
Yeah.
Spent jail, got killed for
this.
Oh,
yeah.
So a lot of times.
Only later for their accusers to come out and say, I lied about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's so easy for society. Like, people look at me on a regular basis, I feel guilty of some shit.
Listen, and the segue away from that, I feel like as an accuser, when it's found out that you lied, you just completely lied and tried to ruin this person's life. whatever time that person was facing, you should now be facing.
I agree.
Because it's not fair, because it doesn't even matter if it comes out that you're lying. This person still has a stain on them.
And then you make it harder for people who were actually...
Who are actually going through something. So I feel like false accusers, they should face criminal charges.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. It's just that the way the story is playing out, it's a little suspect.
I agree. Am I happy that AB's with the Patriots? I don't know yet. As far as that's concerned, as far as just straight up football, no headlines, no just football's concerned, I feel like if he falls in line, this is going to be a whole nother ring. Maybe even two. But if he doesn't, I feel like the Patriots played it smart. They only signed him up for 1 year.
Yeah. And the Patriots are a perfect organization for this type of situation.
To put somebody in the shade.
Yeah. And like I say, the Patriots in particular, they tend to compartmentalize things.
Yeah.
Right? They're kind of like immune to whatever's happening in the media.
They'll
do the right thing. Yes. If it comes out that he did this shit, he's out.
Work.
But I think at this point, they're very good at ignoring distractions.
Yep.
So it shouldn't affect the game. Agreed. I really hope that nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just because I care about the Patriots winning, because I care, but I don't care. Right? But
no, I just hope that didn't happen. And it really pisses me off when it's people like this who have multiple options, R. Kelly, and choose to still do the dumbest shit. Now, I'm not saying that I know that AB did anything.
Yeah.
I know that R. Kelly did it. We all know the fucking R. Kelly.
The whole hood knows.
Anybody who's in denial that R. Kelly did it needs to seek psychiatric help because he did that.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's like people like him who have floods of women, grown, 18 plus women, who still choose to do dumb shit. It's like, you really don't have an excuse.
So do we think that AB should be allowed to play?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Nothing's been proven yet. And nothing's been proven. And in this day and age where, you know, you're supposed to be thought as innocent, period, until proven. And I feel like we've gotten away from that. Everybody's just guilty, depending on the color of your skin, depending on what the crime is, depending on, you know, you pick and choose when people should be viewed as guilty, when people should be viewed as innocent. So I think you should play.
Yeah.
Till you have more facts, I think you should play.
It definitely plays to the fact that with social media, everybody's opinion gets, like, noticed.
Yep.
And, you know, some people just don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yep.
That's about it. But anyway, so
I'm very happy that we have him. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I would love to see the game tomorrow and just...
You think Tom Brady is regretting giving him keys to the house, though?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what now?
He's staying with Tom Brady.
Yeah, he is.
It's a trap!
Alright, next
topic.
They're besties.
That is the funny. That may be the funniest picture ever. Please send it to me.
Yes.
Screenshot it and send it to me. That's going to be the
Like a meme that?
Huh?
Meme that?
I'm going to meme the shit out of that.
Meme it.
I'm going to meme the shit. Maybe I'll put this one out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put this one out tomorrow. Vapes are killing people apparently. Which is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Which is hilarious.
Vapes is killing people.
So I was telling you guys that I'm on a weed hiatus at the moment, right?
You're bullshitting, but go ahead.
I really am, but I've been before the weed hiatus, I've been smoking a lot of oils, right? THC oils. But I go to a dispensary in Massachusetts, and if anybody knows anything about the weed industry in Massachusetts, it's heavily regulated, right? Like, it needs to go through, you know, the government before you could even sell it. So I'm pretty sure I've never had any issues.
So weed's been stepped on?
Yeah,
pretty much.
I haven't had any issues.
It's pure.
But, you know, I have associates that you would call street pharmacists, right? And they've been telling me that they have vape cartridges.
Hmm.
I know for a fact that there's some chemistry that goes into this, right? Like, there's solvents and all types of shit that you shouldn't be inhaling.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that if you don't do it properly, it will fuck you up. So I avoid the cartridges that you find on the street.
Okay.
But I don't think that's the same. I don't think that's the case for many people. And so recently, there's been an epidemic of people smoking vapes and getting this mysterious pulmonary disease, lung disorders. I think like a couple people died. And then now the Trump administration is planning on banning flavored vapes. The tobacco That's variety, why. Not the THC variety.
These okay. niggas, these dudes are fucking, you know, yeah. the Fuckboy 45 administration are fucking clowns.
The funniest comments I've seen of that is like, if you put a, you know, a vape cartridge on an AK-47, they'll probably start banning guns. That's great. But I don't, to me, this is a problem that is kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
Because I don't think you need to ban them. I just think you need to make sure that these people that are making these oils are doing them properly. Right? Like, you're using pretty crazy solvents and shit that you shouldn't be inhaling when making this stuff. So it should be regulated. I don't think you should ban it. Right? Like, fuck it. It's America. Mm-hmm. We have the right.
Okay. Harvey's going out of line. Okay. All right. So... they want to ban it because people have been mysteriously getting pulmonary issues, having pulmonary issues. Mm-hmm. So then what's the problem? It should be banned.
Yeah, but according, like, again, I don't know everything about this situation.
Why are you against them banning it?
Because I feel like the issues were with black market vapes. Not shit that you buy that are regulated. Mm-hmm. It's people buying these, like, homebrew vapes, and they're ruining it for people like me that actually have lung issues, right? So when we do smoke flower, right, we do smoke weed from a spliff, right, it affects our lungs. So I go to the vape because it helps me. Now I can't do that because they're gonna ban it. It's fucked up.
But I thought they was just banning flavors, not vapes all around.
Yeah.
So if it's just flavors, then what is the problem, sir?
Because the stigma is being attached to all vapes. And knowing Trump 45, he's looking for a win.
Fuckboy
45, who's looking for a win, I can see him banning all vapes. And I'm going to be very pissed.
We have the best vapes in the world, but we have to ban the vapes.
What did he say? This is a quote from Fuckboy 45. We're having problems with vapes. You have kids going to the parents saying, yeah, I want a vape. Like, what kid is going to the parents saying they want a vape?
No
Stupid
kid.
Stupid idiot.
No kid. Absolutely Fuckboy not.
Fucking five.
He's an idiot.
Stupid idiot.
Pretty much.
I don't know, man. That's your boy.
My boy.
Yeah.
That's your best friend. What are you talking about?
Coco Ho's voted for him.
In whose world?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny when people come up to me and say that they voted for him and they apologize to me. It's the funniest shit ever.
They need to apologize to their soul.
And I'm like, you're in this shit too. I was like, I'm not saying that Hillary would have been great, but...
I'm trash.
Oh, man. What else we got on the docket? Oh, wait, I have the docket.
Oh, my goodness. Someone can get old man Wade. Seriously?
What's on the docket? Wait, I have the docket.
We're not allowed to know what's on the docket.
Oh, man. Tiffany Haddish versus PETA.
Oh, what's up with that?
Maybe I should get a fucking do research.
Nah,
meh.
You need to go nah.
Meh.
All
right.
Jay-Z.
Oh yeah, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So first off, Jay-Z, hold on, let me pause this so I can actually find the actual clip. Alright, so rather than actually find the clip, we actually started talking about what was said and we came to the conclusion, first off, the clip essentially said, and I keep saying clip for a reason, that Sean Jay-Z Carter said that one of the reasons why the police and black men have an issue is because we live in a lot of single-parent households. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us live in single-parent households, excuse me. And because of that, we have issues with authority because we don't have a father figure.
Okay.
Now, if you take that one clip and you hear that,
yeah,
you're like, nigga, what? You know what I mean?
Facts.
And so that it's a bit like calm. It's a bit much because I lived in a two parent household,
yeah,
and I still had issues with the cops. You know what I mean?
And I lived in a single parent household, and I definitely have issues with authority. But that doesn't explain why cops are fucking shooting people.
Exactly.
Now, you know what I mean? Like,
now we could take that clip and do what everyone else does.
and be judgmental and exactly. go on a rant and rave and talk about how he doesn't know anything and blah, 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 blah.
Which leads us to the next thing about Jay-Z's agreement with the NFL. Which me and Super Woke, I believe we agree on, like, by saying, let's just wait and see what happens first. Yeah.
Or, you know what, maybe it's just somebody with a pretty lucrative business opportunity and it might not have anything to do with any of us.
Yeah. But he also brought up, one thing I will say is Jay-Z brought up a really good point
yeah.
where he said, we've kneeled, we boycotted, we yeah. now have to go to the next step.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I know we talked about this before, like, I've never really been the one to boycott stuff, right?
Yeah.
That I disagree with, because I'm black in America, right? Like, am I going to boycott America? Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's
like,
plenty of things we disagree with.
There's a lot of troubling shit, you know what I mean? And I just don't... And if you look at, like, the trends right now, like, corporate America, like, they tend to be on our side with things, right? Like, Nike signing... Kaepernick, like
yeah.
we're the ones, African Americans, for better or worse, spend a larger percentage of the money we make on shit, right? We're multi-billions of dollars that we spend on corporate shit.
Yeah.
They want our money.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they believe it or not, they're gonna pretend like they're fucking with us, right?
Yeah. Because and I hear this a lot of times, and I agree with this statement that we as black people really need to know our worth because we dictate the culture
yeah.
a lot of the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's very true.
We're kind of what cool. We're cool.
And the America that's exported to the world is usually like hip hop. Urban clothing,
and which is why, like, I hear
sneakers and all types of shit, right? That's all us.
Which is why I hear a lot of times, with like, people will say someone like Lloyd Banks can do a whole Europe tour once a year, it'd be set for life.
It'd be good.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to be the tour in America.
Nope.
You go tour in those other countries.
Yeah.
Like, the dudes in the Woo,
yeah.
dog, they don't have to make another fucking album as long as they live.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about just what they make from people in America.
Yeah.
People love the Woo. Like, Snoop and, like, people like... It's like, Snoop and Martha Stewart were on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you put Tom Brady and Martha Stewart on the same show, it's funny, but it's not as cool as Snoop and Martha Stewart.
Absolutely.
It's not... If, like, you know what I mean? It just adds a little bit of...
And Martha Stewart...
You get two different perspectives.
I'll convince Martha Stewart got a little black in her. I don't...
Does she want some?
She's probably
not.
Hey.
Yo, Martha Stewart...
I just want to put out there, she's a criminal. She's a whole criminal.
Let me tell you.
Because I'm sorry. When black folks do something, they like to remind us she's a criminal.
But that's why I kind of fuck with her because of that. I think she kind of embraced it.
I'm going to say this. And before I say this, I'm just going to drop this drop because I know how y'all are going to look at me when I say this.
I'm trash.
I bet you Martha Stewart can ride a dick.
Oh.
Oh, yes, she can.
Imagine a blunt that Martha Stewart, because she smokes weed.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Imagine her blunt. Imagine her roll game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She probably puts a little tinsel at the end.
Mm-hmm. She's probably all cute.
Yeah.
Frilly.
Yeah.
It's probably rolled in rose petals.
Oh, yeah.
Rose petals.
Yeah, rose petals, like this cross hitch pattern.
She knows what she's doing.
I'm probably going to smoke when I get home.
Oh, really? You're going to finally give in and stop playing this bullshit life that you have going on right now?
I blame you.
How do you blame me? I haven't even been around, so you can't blame me for something. If I haven't even been around.
I smell it, Toya.
Well, it's funny because you say that, but...
I'm sorry, what do you smell?
Toya's going to be on board, and it's going to be fucking great, and I can't wait. Because, you know...
What, we some kind of suicide squad?
Pretty much.
I love it.
But wait, who am I then? Part of the suicide squad, if we had to pick a member.
You're that big crocodile-looking thing.
Oh, shit.
What's it called?
Poppy.
Killer Croc.
That's what
Killer
it's called. Croc.
You're Killer Croc.
Yo.
It's called Poppy.
What? I'm talking about the inner you.
Asshole.
The inner you is a big crocodile monster.
Hole.
What? You know what I love.
Who am I?
Shame.
Thank you.
Shame.
On you, Javi.
What?
Who would I be? I'm not the Joker girl.
No, you're not. I'm more Harley Quinn than anybody.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I'm more Harley Quinn than anybody else here. I abuse myself more than anyone else could. Fuck. Who would you be?
I
You might be. Yeah, I know. You're not dumb, so you can't be Captain Boomerang.
You think I was joking? She's Killer Croc.
I'm not.
You fucking yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can see you being in a, what do you want in your cell, you BET?
No, actually. You know what, old man? I am not the Killer Croc. Thank you very much. You guys are so rude. No, I think I'm Deadshot.
Nah, but honestly, like, part of the problem...
Can I be Enchantress then?
That movie made
me. You guys are assholes.
No shit. Seriously. No shit.
But back at Jay-Z.
So yeah, man. So
I think part of the problem with corporate America, right, which there are many, right, is the fact that there aren't enough. There's not enough diversity in the boardrooms, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that Jay-Z, at this point, has a type of leverage. Where he can look the way he wants to look. He can act the way he wants to act. He can say what he wants to say. And these people are still going to listen to him. It's an opportunity to garner that type of diversity that we need in these boardrooms, right? I don't know what kind of change that's going to make. But I'm interested to see.
I see it like this, right? Don't knock the man for trying. He's trying. He's trying something different. He's jumping in, like, let's see what's going to happen. Yeah. Let's see what these people are talking about. Let's see what type of change I can make. Yeah. And I truly believe that if it's not going the way it's supposed to, or they're not really open as much as they claim they were to making changes and making things a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
And I just say comfortable because it'll never be better. But more comfortable for people of color, then he will jump ship. Yeah. I don't think he will stay in a situation just because of the money if it's not going to benefit his own people as well.
You know, and he does a lot of... And Jay-Z...
He's always done a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been... Philanthropic. He's always been philanthropic. Always.
Yeah.
Oh, is philanthropic the right word I'm looking for?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Philanthropy?
Well, yeah, but...
He's always been very charitable. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway. But like...
That's always philanthropic.
Thank you. Yeah. That's always been who he is.
Yeah.
Like, what does it always say? I put dollars on mine. That's Columbine.
Yeah.
You know, when the Twin Towers dropped, that was the first in line. Like, and it's like, it's well documented that he's always been charitable. He's always been about black culture. And like he said, we've kneeled. We've boycotted.
Yeah.
We now have to go to the next step.
Let's try something different.
And as much as I understand what Cap did, and I love that he sacrificed, and I respect that he sacrificed.
What did I say? You say Cap, but just make it.
Colin Kaepernick. And the sacrifice he made was fucking dope. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not everybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But his movement and his protest is bigger than him.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And I think for a lot of people, like, disenfranchised people, I'm going to speak for African Americans, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a myth of, like, the individual hero. Like, we look at Martin Luther King Jr. and we go, like, he alone did a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? We look at Malcolm X. He alone did a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? But that was never the case. That's the myth.
Yeah.
It's been not just that. They've motivated a lot of people,
yep.
but they had a lot of support.
So much support around them. To make them who they were, to help them and push them to be who they were. So I agree. This is just a baby step.
Yeah.
He's trying something different. See what happens first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I was one of those people who repeated his quote with the NFL, you need me, I don't need you, but then you just sign. So I did say that. I'll put that out there. However, I have gone back and said, let me not be so judgy. Let me actually sit back and see what he's actually trying to do.
But what you're doing is something that a lot of individuals don't do. You sit, because we all make mistakes, but you've also gone and go like, you know what? Let me check what I said and wait and see what happens. And trust me, if this ends up being some, like, a cash grab,
dude,
I'll shit on him.
I personally would have shit on him.
Because I understand why you would be heated about that. I understand why anybody would be heated about that. But for me, I'm like, Jay-Z is
coming from Chick-fil-A, don't forget.
Jay-Z, again, is one individual, right? One person, and I know for a fact...
A very influential person.
Very influential. So even if it is a cash grab, having him, somebody that's from Marcy Projects, right? Somebody who's black, somebody who I think even if he's kind of outside of the experiences that we as individual black people experience, he's kind of outside of that at this point. Just having him in the room can do something. Right? But I'm not going to hate on somebody trying to make some money, man. Like,
I'm not going to hate. Yeah. But I'll be really disappointed that he didn't, like, really, like, he didn't, that this wasn't you what he perceived it to be.
Yes, because then I feel like it throws back the movement a little bit.
I will say this, though. The funniest shit ever was on Monday. All the G-Eazy tweets.
G-Eazy?
Yeah, he performed, I guess, Monday or whatever it was.
Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And the whole shit was like, everyone was like, my favorite might have been, there was this video of SpongeBob, and it was like while G-Eazy's performing, and it's just a bunch of like fish sitting there bored, and, go, and someone yelling out, "Oh God, this guy sucks!"
Are we done with Jay-Z?
We can be done with Jay-Z.
Yo, what do you think about G-Eazy?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
He's I think he's mixed. You know what? F it. Nobody cares about G-Eazy.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't even know what he's talking about.
G-Eazy.
Like, who is he?
Oh, no, man.
It doesn't even matter.
I only know him because he did a song with Cardi.
Cardi B.
We all love Cardi here. There will be no Cardi hate here.
Actually, no. Now that I think about it, there will be no Cardi hate here.
There you go.
I love
music. Like, it's Cardi. Funny. Maria doesn't like her... Valkyrie doesn't like her music, but she loves the fact that, like, she's basically, like, infiltrated, like, corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have no choice but to, like, rock with.
I feel like she's a girl I grew up with. Who just made it big.
Everybody, I honestly feel like a lot of people feel like they won through her.
Yeah, it's facts.
Some type of success for them too.
I love her. She's
great. I love me some Cardi.
Unapologetically, she's super smart.
My name is Cardi B. I'm just a regular, degular, schmegular girl from the Bronx.
Regular, degular, schmegular. That's why I love Cardi.
Damn it. I just hear her Bronx all up in her.
Look at you.
I love it.
Ow. Okay, so
Cardi. I just found a whole page of like Cardi B drops. What the fuck?
Of course, that's how much she's loved.
There's a lot.
Speaking of Cardi, how do y'all feel about Nicki Minaj retiring?
I think she's forcing it. I don't think she needs to retire. I could see her taking a few years off if she needed to just have that baby or whatever the case may be. But I think she's forcing it when she says retire. However, I'm not a Nicki fan, so I could give a shit less by because a lot of your content is trash. You're a lazy rapper. So with that said, bye-bye!
So I think, I don't agree with a lot of that, but I will say she's lazy because I've heard her like rap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you can. But she's got a demographic to cater to, and I get it.
I fuck with Nicki only because
she annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah.
That interview she did with Joe Budden was absolute trash, and like all she did was yell.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of her music.
Yeah.
But and I say this often, I cannot knock her hustle, man.
I like Nicki for the same reason I like. Ooh.
She's made herself like a legitimate like brand.
That's why I fuck with her.
So here's the thing: I cannot fuck with someone and respect the shit they do. Like I don't fuck with Oprah. I don't like Oprah. But like I love what Oprah
do to you.
We can have the conversation off air. I'm not about to get into fucking. I don't need Oprah. Yeah, fuck that. So
no, don't do it, old man. Don't do it, old man. Save it for the off. Don't do it.
For real, old man Wade show would just disappear.
Honestly, listen. I think Oprah people are worse.
Oprah, you're great.
Oh, man. We love Oprah here.
Oprah's Stedman's a stand up guy.
And Gail.
Yo, can I tell you guys that for years I thought Gail was Asian?
What?
Because I've never seen her.
Okay.
Yo,
you're canceled.
I've never seen Gail up until, you're going to laugh, the first time I saw Gail was an episode of 30 Rock.
Really? She was on 30 Rock?
Yeah. Oh. And it was funny, she goes, "You're talking about Oprah?" She goes, "Shh, she can hear you."
She can. She definitely can.
Fuck with Oprah. I would love to sit down and talk to her. The shit she's been through, it's fucking, it's like, the fact that she's come out and made herself a billionaire after everything she's been through, is fucking great.
And that's what,
I was raised
in a predominantly female family, right? And because of that, I know somewhat that, like, it's fucking hard for women to achieve the same shit that we would achieve as men. And somebody like Nicki Minaj, to do what she did, right, when she did it, I remember her, like, the first big mix, this was MySpace days, right? That mixtape she put out, I'm like, yo, who is this? Like, she can rap, right? But it was kind of like street, it wasn't really pop, but then she made that transition, and she became one of the biggest artists in the world for a long time. Like, her interview, I had a different, had a totally different response than you did with her interview with Joe Budden. To me, it sounded like somebody that was frustrated that she wasn't getting the respect that she deserved.
Well,
and I felt that.
Because well, I can agree with that. Yeah. But my only thing about that is, it's like, who gives a shit?
Like, I do.
No, not you.
Yeah, yeah.
Maul said it best.
Yeah.
She's too big and too talented to give a fuck about what these little people are saying.
But that's
now, I get her point with Joe.
Yeah.
With like, he's like, you know, but it's like, yo, he has a show to do, just like you have a show to do.
Yeah.
She shits on people too.
Yeah.
So it's a big contradiction that she's mad at someone else for doing exactly what she does.
But this is what I'm saying. But the same thing we said about Dave Chappelle. When you have to understand that people are going to respond to what you say. Right, people are gonna have a response to what you say, and I hate when people say like, "Oh, this person's famous. This person makes this amount of money, so shut the fuck up." At the end of the day, they're people just like us.
And I agree, right? But let me tell you,
they might be dealing with different problems, but they're dealing with problems.
I agree with that. Yeah. Okay, here's my thing. I've never said this on the show, but I'll say it again. I stopped reading my comments.
Yeah.
On a lot of my posts.
I'm so glad you did.
You want to know why? Yeah. Because whether it made me happy or made it not, I don't need their fucking validation.
It doesn't matter.
Click the article.
Yeah.
If you like it, cool. Share it. If you don't like it, cool. Share it and tell everyone why you hated it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, and it's like, yo, it, like, it, that was so fucking freeing. And like, so now, like, I'll post stuff on pages.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go, cut off notifications.
Yeah.
I don't care. Unless it's like, a lot of times I'm like, even if they do comment, I'm like, I don't really give a fuck.
But that's, I think that's a great way to deal with it.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I don't think society's really changed. It's just the fact that everybody's opinion has a platform.
Yep.
Right? Like, back in the day, there was no Facebook. So people's opinions stayed in their house or stayed amongst their friends. But now, you can say whatever the fuck you want. And it's going to be posted and then
thousands of people see it. Yeah.
But it's still as relevant as it was before that shit. You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't know, man. Like, I feel like 90% of my happiness comes from the fact that I don't really give a fuck. At the end of the day.
Well.
Except for Coco Host's
opinion. Oh, I got a message for you motherfuckers.
Fuck it, yo, black motherfucker.
Kiss my ass.
That's another thing.
Kiss my entire fucking ass.
Don't talk to me about Dave Chappelle when Eddie Murphy was in the 80s.
Different time.
It doesn't even matter.
It does. It absolutely does. It's a different time.
Yeah.
You can get away with saying certain things like that.
I think you can get away with saying shit now. If it's within context.
An article that I'm actually working on for the Old Man Wade show, oldmanwade.com, is like shows and movies that you would not be able to do now. Can you imagine trying to do All in the Family?
Actually, All the Family is pretty dope.
All the Family is great. Can you imagine I'm trying to do that now?
Yeah.
Nigga.
The thing I think, you know, I think the most troubling movie that I watched in the past? Revenge of the Nerds.
Yo, that movie is super rapey.
Yo, this dude pretended to be somebody's boyfriend and has sex with her.
That movie is super fuck. Did you ever see that Robot Chicken did a sketch about that?
Yeah.
And all of them got arrested.
Yeah.
As they should have.
Dog.
Animal House. Like, anything that had to do with, like, white people in college in the 80s,
Do I need to...
That should be the end.
No, do not edit that.
That was really awesome.
Want me to say it again? Because it's true.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, Wade.